Caroline Glick, J Street, NIF accused Trump of anti-Semitism while boosting anti-Semitic terrorists. By Caroline Glick on November 9, 2018. It has been unsettling these past 2 weeks watching American Jewish leftist activists and organizations accuse President Donald Trump of responsibility for the anti-Semitic massacre of 11 elderly Jews at prayer at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh on October 27. The problem is not simply that the likes of J Street and the New Israel Fund failed to provide any proof of their allegations. And it is worse than the fact that in accusing the president of responsibility for the most lethal anti-Semitic attack on U.S. soil in history, they seek to politicize Judaism and transform it into a political position. The truly unsettling aspect of some of these groups' slanders of President Trump is that they themselves work to legitimize and advance the fortunes of anti-Semitic terrorists who murder Jews. J Street, for instance, has been a leading voice accusing Trump of responsibility for the massacre in Pittsburgh. 2 days after the attack, J Street, which bills itself as pro-Israel and pro-peace, sent out an email about the event to its supporters. J Street President Jeremy Ben-Ami opened the letter with a nice call to come together in support of the victims, their loved ones, the congregation and the entire city of Pittsburgh, and to grieve and comfort one another, standing together in solidarity. But then he turned to the real business at hand. Ben-Ami insisted that the gunman, Robert Bowers, was motivated in part by anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic thought that has been spread not only by far-right groups, but by President Trump and some of his allies in the Republican Party. Ben-Ami provided no evidence for his incendiary claim. And he ignored the fact that Bowers had expressed hatred for Trump specifically due to the president's friendship and support for the Jewish people in Israel. Having made his unsupported accusation, Ben-Ami proceeded to make a pitch for donations for J Street and for Democratic candidates supported by J Street. Whereas there is no evidence that Trump has incited or empowered or otherwise engaged in actions that provided any support for Bowers, there is direct evidence that Ben-Ami and his organization have tolerated anti-Semitic mass murderers. Just a week and a half before the massacre in Pittsburgh, on October 17, Ben-Ami and the senior J Street leadership met with and expressed support for the leaders of the Palestinian Authority, PA, in Ramallah. Among those they met was the PA's Minister of Civil Affairs, Hussein al-Sheikh. On March 21, 2002, a Palestinian suicide bomber from the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades detonated in downtown Jerusalem. 3 people were killed in the blast, including Tzipi Shemesh, who was 5 months pregnant with twins. 100 people were wounded. As Flato relates, among the seriously wounded were U.S. citizen Alan Bauer and his 7-year-old son Jonathan. Bauer was hurled 20 feet by the force of the explosion. 2 screws that were packed into the bomb ripped clear through his left arm. Jonathan suffered severe shrapnel wounds and fell into a coma. Jonathan subsequently underwent numerous operations to remove nails and screws from his head, including one that was lodged in his brain. The Shemesh family sued the PA for damages in a Jerusalem district court. Flato reported that the court found in favor of the Shemesh family. In its ruling, he wrote, the court cited closed-door testimony provided by Israeli intelligence officials who named names, including senior Fatah official Hussein al-Sheikh, who met the suicide bomber and 2 other operatives and gave the money and 2 hand grenades to carry out the bombing. In other words, 10 days before Bowers carried out his terror attack against Jews in Pittsburgh, Ben-Ami and his colleagues met with Hussein al-Sheikh, who is directly responsible for the anti-Semitic terrorist attacks that caused the murder of Israeli Jews and the maiming of American Jews. J Street is not alone. There is also the New Israel Fund, NIF. The NIF is a radical leftist Jewish American group that supports non-governmental organizations, NGOs, in Israel that work to undermine Israel's national identity as a Jewish state in multiple ways. Like Ben-Ami, following the massacre in Pittsburgh, NIF CEO Daniel Sokach effectively blamed Trump for the Tree of Life massacre. In a post at the Times of Israel website, Sokach wrote, "We are all in shock right now. On some level, the American Jewish community has been bracing for something like this, expecting it for several years now. The hatred, xenophobia, and murderous supremacism that has infected the discourse and politics in our country these past few years, that now emanates right from the top, from the presidency itself, were like blinking red warning lights. Seoul catches NIF has given millions of dollars to an Arab-Israeli organization called Adala. Adala represents anti-Semitic terrorist murderers not unlike Bowers. According to a report by researcher Itai Roy-Venny, since at least 2001, Adala has represented Palestinian terrorist murderers and their families before Israeli courts and the Israeli Supreme Court at least 14 times. In 2009, Adala represented Walid Daka. Daka, an Israeli Arab citizen affiliated with the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine terror group, was involved in the 1984 kidnapping, torture and murder of Mohammed Tamam, an Israeli soldier. In 2002, Adala represented Palestinian terror mastermind Marwan Barghouti. In 2000, Barghouti set up the organizational structure of the Palestinian terror war. He led the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades and the Tanzim terror group. Barghouti is responsible for the murder of scores of Israeli Jews and the wounding of thousands more. In 2002, Israeli forces arrested him for murder. He was found guilty of multiple murders and sentenced to consecutive life sentences. In July 2017, two Arab terrorists murdered two Israeli policemen on the Temple Mount. They were killed in the ensuing firefight. Adala represented their families before the Israeli Supreme Court demanding to receive the bodies of the dead anti-Semitic gunmen. So, while claiming that Trump incited the Pittsburgh massacre by adopting and advocating policies that the NIF opposes, the NIF is financing the operations of Adala, a group that represents terrorists who murder Israeli Jews. The NIF is not alone in its support for Adala. Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia, who has referred to Israelis who live in communities in Judea and Samaria as termites, and accused Jewish people of stealing Palestinian land, met with Adala employees at his Capitol Hill office in April. According to the Adala website, in their briefings to progressive members of Congress, Adala officials advocated for the destruction of Israel through the so-called right of return, which would bring millions of hostile, foreign-born Arabs to Israel. Following the massacre in Pittsburgh, Johnson suddenly opposed anti-Semitic terror. He participated in a memorial ceremony organized by his Jewish constituents in Georgia. He issued a statement calling for unity, declaring, "When we are united, we can teach those who would be seduced by racism, by anti-Semitism, or by xenophobia, that hatred has no place in the United States." The exploitation of the anti-Semitic mass murder of helpless elderly Jews in prayer for political gain is obscene in and of itself. When it is undertaken by organizations and politicians that themselves provide political cover to anti-Semitic mass murderers, or financial support to an organization that assists terrorists directly, it is especially galling. Caroline Glick is a world-renowned journalist and commentator on the Middle East and U.S. foreign policy, and the author of The Israeli Solution, A One-State Plan for Peace in the Middle East. Read more at www.carolineglick.com.